This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky FFA is on track to set a membership record this year as the organization celebrates National FFA Week, February 19th through the 26th. State Executive Director Matt Collins says the week's activities will begin with proclamation signings.
It's a chance for our members and our chapters to celebrate what FFA is and what it does at the local level, what it does in the lives of members. So it's a good chance to build some awareness with elected officials, with the general public across the state. So lots of things going on to accomplish that.
Collins says many FFA chapters tie some fun into the week.
One of the real common things is an FFA week proclamation with the mayor, the county judge, those kind of things. We'll actually, the state level, be doing that with Governor Beshear on Monday, the 21st, a National FFA Week proclamation for the state.
He had several complete service projects.
A lot of chapters do recreational activities during the week, so everything from, Barnyard Olympics to movie nights, a lot of local events in the high school, spirit days, so everything, I've seen all kinds of things.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
Mr. Farmer, are deer and other wildlife causing you to lose yield and profits from your row crops? BH Genetics has granted exclusive rights to Palcells Hopkinsville, Kentucky to sell and distribute their wildlife control product throughout Kentucky. Bittergenic BWV has demonstrated that it offers an effective means of controlling detrimental wildlife from causing damage to crops. We guarantee results. For more information on Bittergenic BWV, call Joe Powell, 270-265-8400.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky FFA's Matt Collins says he's proud of the continued growth of the organization.
So our membership last year was at 15,700, and we're on track to beat that this year. We think we could get close to 16,000 members this year, which is awesome. That would be the 16,000 would be the highest number in our history.
He adds thousands have been impacted by the FFA.
Certainly, in the hundreds of thousands of former members, thousands of former ag teachers and FFA advisors.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.